Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control. My sugar was out of control. Waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Live, live, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, if we're the team at EFR,
we're the team at EFR,
make the most of what we are,
make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. This is Pastor Steve. This is Wake Up Call. The title of today's sermon is Walking in Darkness. Again, I asked the Father for a sermon, and He had me open my Bible, and the stuff that just leaped out at me is what I'm going to be doing for the sermon today. We've had a number of brothers fall away lately. Okay, I'll be real honest. We have some people that have left the faith and gone down another path to another faith, gone back to the Judeo way of thinking, etc., 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 with a bunch of other stuff, a lot of woo-woo stuff thrown in. And they're walking in darkness. I want you to listen to these verses and think. Their stuff's all over the internet. They're blaspheming the name of Yahweh, calling it the name for the devil. This is a tactic of the enemy to sow confusion. I want you to turn to 2 Peter, the book of 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 3. That's 2 Peter 3, verse 3. I'll give you a second there. All right, here we go. I'm reading from the Scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. And the reference on this is Jude 18. Knowing this first, that mockers shall come in the last days with mocking, walking according to their own lusts, L-U-S-T-S, lusts, walking according to their own lust, that is part of the problem with one of the brothers. His lust has taken him over. And he has done a 180-degree turn and is now blaspheming the holy name. Okay. I'm just putting it out like it is. That's what's going on. Okay. Shift over to the next book. 1 John. The book of 1 John, chapter 1. Beginning in verse 5. Okay, beginning in verse 5. And this is the message which we have heard from him and announced to you, that Elohim is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and are not doing the truth. If you're walking in darkness and deliberately sinning and going against the direct commandments of Yeshua Messiah, you are walking in darkness, walking according to your own lusts, walking in darkness. Verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Yeshua Messiah, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 17, verses 21 and 22. 4th Maccabees 17, 21 and 22. Verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we are misleading ourselves. Self-delusion. You're deluding yourself. Oh, everything's all right. This is okay. Well, no. If you're sinning and it says it's a sin right in the Scripture, and Yeshua says it's a sin in the Scripture, and you're doing it anyway, you are misleading yourself. Had a little frog in my throat there. I get a little hit of coffee. It's unseasonably warm today, and we're going to get, we've had tornadoes here already. So, this is March 14th in 2019. And it's in the afternoon. He waited this long to give me the sermon. I have time to record it and get it up. But it leaped out at me. Again, if we say that we have no sin, we are misleading ourselves. And the truth is not in us. So if you claim to be professing truth, and you are deliberately sinning, and you are going against the direct commandments of Yeshua Messiah, and denying that you are in sin, the truth is not in you. Verse 9. If we confess our sins, not deny them, confess our sins, he is trustworthy and righteous to forgive us the sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yeshua Messiah can do that. If you confess your sin and you repent of doing it, you can be cleansed. Verse 10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So if you deliberately sin and say that you're not, you're making Christ a liar. You're calling him a liar because you're continuing in your sin, because your earthly lust is overwhelming you. These people are now following some off-the-wall pastors out there. There's two of them, two main ones, that are preaching apostasy, and they're combining a lot of this with all this alien business and twisting the scriptures. 1 John chapter 4. Verse 1. Beloved ones, do not believe every spirit, but prove the spirits, whether they are of Elohim, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And our brothers are now following a couple of those false prophets, the ones that are teaching error and blaspheming, saying that Yahweh worship is witchcraft, Yahweh is the devil. These people are wicked. Turn to the book of 2 John. Book of 2 John, that's right after 1 John. Chapter 1, verse 9, starting in verse 9. Everyone who is transgressing and not staying in the teaching of Messiah does not possess Elohim. You don't have God in you if you are deliberately transgressing and have strayed out and gone from the teaching of Yahshua Messiah. And his teachings on adultery specifically for this one individual. Continuing on in verse 9, the one who stays in the teaching of Messiah possesses both the Father and the Son. Verse 10 and 11. Of 1 John. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house nor greet him. Break fellowship with that person. Don't associate with him. Cut him off. When they show their true colors, you have to disassociate from them. Verse 11, for he who greets him shares in his wicked works. When you see the wicked works, you must not associate with that person. For verse 9 that I just read, reference 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3, 1 John chapter 1, verse 3, 1 John chapter 2, verse 22, and 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. For verse 10 that I just read, reference 3 Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 33. Turn with me to the book of Jude, Yahuda. Jude, right before Revelations. I'm going to start in chapter 1. I'm going to start at verse 4. Verse 4. For certain men have slipped in, whose judgment was written about long ago, wicked ones perverting the favor of our Elohim for indecency. Indecency. And denying the only master Yeshua, or master Yahweh, pardon me, the only master Yahweh, those who deny Yahweh, and our master Yeshua, Messiah. Reference Matthew 13 and 2 Thessalonians 2. Perverting the favor of our Elohim for indecency. Teaching that adulterous behavior is okay if you're in love. Denying the only master Yahweh. Those that are blaspheming the name and saying it's witchcraft. Saying that Yahweh is the evil God of the Old Testament. He's really the devil in disguise. That's what these men are doing. Certain men have slipped in whose judgment was written about long ago. Wicked ones perverting the favor of our Elohim for indecency and denying the only Master Yahweh and our Master Yeshua Messiah. Okay. Verse 5 of chapter 1 of Jude. But I intend to remind you, though you once knew this, that Yahweh, having saved a people out of the land of Mitzrayim, that's Egypt, that would be Israel, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. You hear that, blasphemers? You've invited destruction on your heads. We are bound by time, but Yahweh is not. He's letting them play out their hands and mounting up the charges against him that they're going to have to answer when they stand in front of that throne. All right. This tells about the angels that fell. And if he's going to judge angels, what's he going to do to mankind? Verse 6, and the messengers who did not keep their own principality but left their own dwelling, he has kept in everlasting shackles under darkness for the judgment of the great day. And if you're walking in darkness and you're listening to the voices of these deceivers, you're listening to the devils. Verse 7. Even as Sodom and Amorah, that's Sodom and Gomorrah, okay? And the cities around them in a similar way to these, having given themselves over to whoring and gone after strange flesh, adultery, sexual perversions, sexual sin, strange flesh, are set forth as an example, undergoing judicial punishment of everlasting fire. What about the blasphemers of Yahweh? You don't think they're going to be cast in with the devil and his angels? If they're serving the devil and his angels? And we rail against the devil and their works, and they're coming back with, oh, your God is a devil. You're deceived. No, we're not. There was one fat woman on this one video that comes on and was railing about people who have learned Hebrew. They're just trying to impress somebody. So you're ignorant and you want everybody else to be ignorant. And anybody that studies and learns things is got an ego and is trying to impress people, right? Well, like they say, that band that plays far right. Good Lord, Marky, put down the park lines, get some exercise. Well, that's what I say to that fat woman. You need to stop stuffing your face and start studying. Don't rail against people who have been blessed with some knowledge. Because the knowledge came with a lot of work. Okay? Lots of work. Work, 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 work. And most people today are lazy and they don't like to work. They don't like to. They want to go and sit in the sun god church on Sunday and listen to somebody spout lies in their social club that they attend once a week. And then they go back out into the world and they live according to the flesh. It's a one day a week put on. Well, verse 8 of chapter 1 of Jude. In the same way, indeed, these dreamers defile the flesh and reject authority and speak evil of esteemed ones, calling the true pastors names. I got tough skin. It doesn't bother me. But that's what they're doing. It describes these people right here. Dreamers defiling the flesh with their adultery and rejecting authority, the authority of Yeshua Messiah, who has ultimate authority, and speak evil of esteemed ones. Let's drop over to verse 10. But these blaspheme that which they do not know. When you go to the dark side, serve the dark force. Darth Vader. That's what you do. You blaspheme. If you don't have enough knowledge, you just spew out a bunch of stuff like these guys on these videos are making with no backup. Twist the scriptures to suit what you want it to say. Verse 11. Woe to them because they have gone in the way of Cain. That's the one that killed Abel. And when Yahweh asked him, where's Abel? I don't know. You know where he is. I don't know anything. Verse 15 of Jude. To execute judgment on all, to punish all who are wicked among them, concerning all their wicked works which they have committed in a wicked way, concerning all the harsh words which wicked sinners have spoken against him, capital H, him, Yahweh. The words you spoke against Yahweh. When we called this one individual out on his sin, we had to bring it to the forefront. Instead of thanking us for our brotherly rebuke, which we did in love, said, look, you know, you got to straighten up. You can't do this. This is against Scripture. He counts us and Yahweh now as enemies. Verse 16. These are grumblers, complainers, who walk according to their own lusts. Again, it says that. Walk according to their own lusts. And their mouth speaks proudly, admiring faces of others for the sake of gain. The same fella called Eli and I master teachers, and oh, you're the best. You know more than anybody, and you're the best scripture teachers, and now we're bums. Because we stand up for this rule book called the scriptures and say, look, you know, you're breaking these rules. You've got to stop. Verse 17, but you, beloved ones, remember the words spoken before by the emissaries of our Master Yeshua Messiah. Verse 18, reference 2 Peter 3:3. Okay. That's the first thing I read. Because they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own wicked lusts. These are the ones who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. That's verse 19. These are the ones who cause divisions. What are they doing? They're dividing the brethren, deceiving, knowingly deceiving, trying to get their camp together to get some support so they can continue in the sin and not have to account for it. Well, okay, you can fool people, but you sure can't fool Yahweh. Of course, you don't believe in Yahweh now. He's the devil, right? That's what you're saying. What's that make you? You want to call the Most High the devil? You dare to do that? You're brave. I mean, you must be tough. You must be tough. I don't know what to say to these people to get them to stop. I don't think they want to stop. I think they're serving the adversary. I think they are willing minions. Might have been infiltrators. We don't know. We can't prove any of that. And it doesn't really matter. Now, does it? By their fruits, you shall know them. And what are their fruits? Their fruits are blasphemy and lies. That's enough right there. I mean, the fruits are blasphemy and lies. And what do you say to people that are willing to do that? How do you deal with that? Do you get in a big fight with them? Do you call them names like they're calling us? Getting on the internet? No. Not if you're really of the Father. You have to expose their lies. You have to show where they're in error. And you do that by doing what I just did. You read these scriptures. The Word itself is the judge. See, not Pastor Steve or Pastor Eli, but the Word. What it says in this Word. Anything that you add or subtract from it will get you cursed by Yahweh. If you twist things and you're deliberately reaching, seeking to cover your own wickedness. I'm going to close the book here. I'm done reading. I think it's covered it all. Now I need to discuss what we're talking about here. This hurts us spiritually because we care for these people. Treated them with brotherly love and shared things with them. We thought they were friends. But they crept in unawares, like it said right in the scripture. They creep in order to do damage. And boy, they've done some damage. They've convinced some of the weaker members to go with them. Not many, but a few. And that's enough. Any loss to the remnant is a loss. And they prey on people that are not firmly founded in the scriptures, that are ignorant, or who have one foot in the world like they do, and one foot on the fence. And they lean ever more off that fence toward the world until they finally fall off, go right back into the world 100%. And that destroys those people. They will suffer the second death if they don't repent and come out. But try to get them to do it. Oh boy, it's like pulling teeth. Terrible. Oh, you're a hater. I was a brother before, but now I'm a hater. And my word hasn't changed. I'm preaching the same stuff I've always preached. But now I'm a hater. Now Eli's a hater. We have stony hearts. Because we're not going to liberalize everything and let a man do what he wants to do according to the flesh. Because we call it out because it's sinful. And we have to bring it up to his attention and the attention of other elders. You just can't do that. Well, I want to. Well, I don't care what you want to do. The Bible says you can't do that. Well, that Bible's of that evil God, the evil Old Testament God that deceived Israel. He's really the devil. He's been the devil all along. They're spewing this stuff. They're actually saying that. And what's worse, there are people that are weak in the faith that are believing them. They're being fooled. And what happens to people that preach false doctrine and fool others and get them to break away from the faith? Their punishment is heaped up upon them. It's worse and worse and worse. They are an abomination to Yahweh. Pardon me. And you try to tell them this and you try to get them to repent. And they dig their heels in because they love their sin more than anything else. I want to do what I want to do. Well, the look of surprise on their face when the judgment comes is going to be a terrible thing to behold. I feel sorry for them. In a way, but they're grown adults and they can make their own decisions. And if they're going to deceive others and be devils, then that's what they're going to do. We can't stop them. We can expose them for what they're doing. We can point things out where they violate the rules. Don't want to go by the Torah. Oh, we don't use that anymore. Okay, well, what you claim Jesus, well, what did Jesus say? He says, not one jot or tittle of the Torah shall fail until heaven and earth pass away. So now he's a liar too? I mean, you want your cake? But you want to eat it too. You can't make up your mind. You're inconsistent. Your confusion is abounding. And Yahweh's not the author of confusion. This devil that you're talking about is the author of confusion. So who are you following? If you're not following Yahweh, whose enlightenment and truth, and you can't tell whether you're coming or going with your so-called theology that you've come up with all around your sexual sin, who are you following? If you're following confusion, you're certainly not following God, if you want to call him that, or the Lord. And the big dispute is about this heart language business. Oh, we speak English, and we need to phrase everything in English. We can use Jesus and Lord, and it's okay. That's unlearned people that don't want to study, don't want to put any effort into it, like these ugly fat women that hang around some of these churches and act so self-righteous. And they're bitter because they can't get a man. Well, maybe if they weren't sweat hogs, they could get a man, you know. But not likely. They love their flesh so much that they're going to stuff their face, you know. Why they have lots of donuts that they give away free at these churches. You go in, you see a great big plate of absolutely deadly donuts, just full of sugar and preservatives and all this poison. And you see the gaggle of fat women around the donut and coffee bar. Got to fight them off to get a donut. I don't want a donut. Ew. But those are the ones that are following these guys. I hate to say that, but this Hoggard, this Pastor Hoggard, he's another big fatty. He's a human whale, preaching apostasy, and. There's this other complete off-the-wall nutcase out there that's doing this Yahweh is Satan routine. Just no real scripture background. Misquotes all the stuff. But these people are so ignorant that they'll go along with it because they can't research it for themselves. They don't know anything. They don't want to know anything. They just want to be at ease. They don't want to have to put any effort in anything. And they're walking in darkness. Like it says in the scripture, you're walking in darkness. What's darkness? Darkness is ignorance. That's another word that they use darkness for, is ignorance. And light is enlightenment. You actually gain knowledge by study. What's it say in the scripture? Study to show thyself approved. These people are not studying to show thyself approved. They're following a video by somebody else that's lying to them. They're doing even worse in the Judeo-Christian camp. And they're the ones that say, oh, they're good Jews and they can be saved. Read the book of Obadiah. If they have the satanic seed line flowing through their veins in their DNA, their tares are going to be burned up. Tex Mars has fallen for that. Oh, there are good Jews. Really? That's not what the Bible says. Now, come on, Tex, what do you believe? You want to believe that there are good Jews, or you want to believe what it says in the Bible? That there are none. The house of Esau will be as stubble, and the house of Jacob, Israel, as a flame. And they will be consumed. Consumed means burned up, guy. You know. do a little word study, put a little effort into it. But don't rail at me because I have, because you won't. You're mad at me because I have some knowledge that I had to work my butt off for a lot of years. But now, because I have this knowledge, I'm a bad guy. Because I can see the sin and I call it out. Look, this is sin. You can't do that and call yourself a true Christian. You're going to have to stop this sin. You cannot live a licentious lifestyle. In other words, do as thou wilt. That's the whole of the law. Well, that's what a lot of these people are doing. They're doing what they want, not what Yeshua said. They're walking in darkness. And if they have seen the light and have turned away from it, and they want to walk in darkness anyway because they don't want to give up their little earthly pleasures, they doom themselves. They're doomed. Oh, that's terrible. You're a hater. No, that's what Scripture says. But then again, you hate Scripture. And you hate me because I quote Scripture, so I'm a hater, right? It's one of those arguments that just goes round and round and round and round. They deliberately don't want to see. They're going to shut off everything that's going to separate them from their earthly pleasure. They're going to use every excuse and every trick in the book and every word deception they can use to get around the hard truth that they need to straighten up and fly right. And it says right in the Scripture, if you read it, that there are some people that Yahweh just does not want. He's not going to call them. He's not going to bless them with anything. They're going to die in their sin. They're going to die in their sin. Now, how do you deal with that? What do you do? Well, you and I can't do anything. We can tell them the word. But if they reject the word, that's that free will choice that all of us have to make. You either walk in the light, the enlightenment, the knowledge that you have to work for and study for, or you walk in darkness and ignorance, and you're willingly ignorant, and you just try to fudge your way through and make all these excuses. Well, that's what I'm seeing with these people that are falling away. The ones that are deliberately walking in darkness. And it breaks my heart. It does. It really distresses me. Well, I might play a couple of these psalms I have here. That about ends it for today. I don't want to keep repeating myself, but my feelings are hurt so bad that sort of a lament today, folks. You have to forgive me, but I really hate to see people go down the wrong path. I really, you know. That's that love that Yahweh puts in you, you know, even for the sinner, you grieve for them. Can't do anything to fix it, but do the best you can. Well, I'm going to play this. then we'll go out. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and stay in the Word, and stay straight, and don't blaspheme the name of Yahweh. Praise Yahweh and Yeshua HaMashiach.
Psalm 91, known as the Soldier's Psalm. He that dwells in the secret place of Elyon, who abides under the shadow of the Shaddai, he is saying of Yahweh, my refuge and my stronghold, my Elohim in whom I trust. For he delivers you from the snare of a trapper, from the destructive pestilence. He covers you with his feathers, and under his wings you take refuge. His truth is a shield and armor. You are not afraid of the dread by night, or of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that walks in darkness, or of destruction that ravages at midday. 1,000 fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it does not come near you. Only with your eyes you look on and see the reward of the morally wrong, because you have made Yahweh, my refuge, the Elyon, your dwelling place. No evil befalls you, and a plague does not come near your tent. For he commands his messengers concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You tread upon lions and cobra, young lion and jackal you trample underfoot. Because he cleaves to me in love, therefore I deliver him. I set him on high because he has known my name. When he calls on me, I answer him. I am with him in distress. I deliver him and honor him. With long life I fill him and show him my deliverance. Psalm number 2, concerning the Anointed One. Why do the nations rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the land set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against Yahweh and against his Anointed. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sits in the sky shall laugh. Yahweh shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. Yahweh has said unto me, thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give you the nations, for your inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the land for thy possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, you rulers of the earth. Serve Yahweh with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that take refuge in him.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Lift, lift, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip,